We're up to Simen Kuf Mem Gimel in the middle of Sif Dalet. In order to understand the Ramah that we're going to do on the top of page Chav Zayin, we have to go back to a review a little bit of background that relates to the beginning of Simen Kuf Mem Gimel. Just a basic background, as the Mishnah Berurah describes in Sif Katan Yud Gimel, there's a basic machlokas between the Rambam and others, whether a Sefer Torah that has an Os Chaser, whether it's kosher or not. So there are two deis in the Mechaber and the Ramah about what one is supposed to do due to that machlokas. So that was discussed previously. I don't know, this year we weren't zochet to learn that together, so I'll have to wait 5.5 years from now to do it again. But in order to know this following halacha in the Ramah, we need to know that there's a basic machlokas rishonim. So therefore, the Ramah comments on the top of Chav Zayin, on the second line, U'b'shas hadchak, she'ein letzibur rak sefer Torah posel. So in a case of where it's a shas hadchak, and there is only a Sefer Torah posel, ve'ein mi she'yochol esakno, d'yesh omrim, d'yesh likros bo b'tzibu levarech alav. At the end of the day, this Sefer Torah posel is not posel according to the Rambam. So now the question becomes, would you bring it out and read on it, read from it? So some say you can't. V'yesh poslim, some say you can't. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chavtes, commenting on V'yesh poslim, Hu kidas mechaber le'il b'siv gimel. That's consistent with the opinion of the mechaber in Ksiv gimel, where the mechaber concludes, Afilu b'kfarim she'ein nimtzalam sefer Torah kosher, ein mevarchem alof. So you can't use, you must use the sefer Torah kosher. And we're going to, and one will see that in the Mechaber himself, in Sif Dalet, the Mechaber writes that if there's a Tos in the Sefer Torah that's found in the middle of the Kriya, so then in such a case, the Mechaber is Choshesh that you cannot make a Bracha at the end of the Aliyah. That's what the Mechaber writes in Sif Dalet. Why? Because it's a Sefer Torah apostle, and therefore you can't lane from a Sefer Torah apostle at all. However, continues the Mishnah Berurah, in some ways this is going to be reviewing some of the previous halachos, second wide line on page Chav Zayin, Amnam Miskil, Likros V'achakach Nimtzabatos, Ve'ein Shom Sefer Torah Acher Azulasa. Now we have an interesting shayla. So the Mechaber's opinion is, again, leaving out halacha l'maisa, that if you find a Sefer Torah that it has a psul in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, you stop, and you bring out another Sefer Torah. So then, in such a case, says the Ramah, says the Mishnah Berurah, excuse me, that that would only apply if we're talking about that there's another Sefer Torah to take out. If there is no other Sefer Torah to take out, so we have two opposite things pulling us in opposite directions. On the one hand, we have the conclusion of the Yesh Poslin that says that you shouldn't use a Sefer Torah that's not kosher, even though we have a minority opinion of Shitas HaRambam. And that's how the Mechaber paskened earlier, and that's consistent with the Mechaber's psak as well of Sefer Torah Shnim Tzavotos. On the other hand, over in those cases, you could argue that was A, you had to put back Sefer Torah immediately only when you had another Sefer Torah to use. B is, in the case of where the Mechaber said, don't do Kriyas HaTorah, that's when you didn't start Kriyas HaTorah. However, over here, you have only one Sefer Torah, and you found an error. So, Yesh Omrim Degomrim Shiva Kriim Umvarch Lefanei Achareha. So, there are some opinions that say, that's the Mashmos of the Magen Avram, that the Maram Milublin, Maram Milublin is one of the earliest Achronim, and we have it quoted in detail in the Be'er Hetev in Sifkat and Yud. So there, he's of the opinion that in such a case, you continue to read, Rak ha-maftir yashvi v'akadish yom ra'achar ha-aftor. But then you minimize the amount of brachos. In other words, we don't want to make any extra brachos. On the one hand, we're going to say that once we start, we'll follow Shitas HaRambam. On the other hand, we won't want to make any extra brachas, and therefore the mafkir will be the shvi. And you'll say Kaddish after the Haftorah. However, the Dogumer Vava disagrees with the Marami Lublin. The Mishnah Berurah goes on. Vadogumer Vava causes the Enarbis Brachas Bofen Zevachin, causes Bashar Ephraim. El Yashlim in Ma'ol Azesh. So the conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah seems to be a very fascinating one. It's like a trivia phenomenon. What he suggests is the following. On the one hand, continue reading. But what you'll do, El Yashlim Ma'ol Azesh Nimsa Etzel Tosa Parsha Shalo, V'lo Yivarech Brach Achron Rak Yamod Sham. So you'll conclude, let's say that the error was between Sheni and Shlishi, you'll conclude Shlishi, but the Sheni, the Levi, let's say he was a Levi, will stay there the whole time. And you'll call up seven aliyahs. So what he'll do is he will read silently along with them. In other words, the Levi stays by the Sefer Torah and he reads along the whole time, quietly. And then in such a case, he would say the last bracha, because he already was acting as if this was a kosher Sefer Torah. See, he is the classic Bidyevit situation, and then you give him the Navi as well, you give him the Haftorah as well. That's the suggestion. Some say that he makes the Haftorah with brachos, and some say he would not. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, but what happens if it's after the third, the last aliyah, or the at last bracha? The ain sham sefer Torah hazulasa yikra hakor shara parshios ad gemar hasidra below bracha. Then, in such a case, he would read the rest of the parsha, but without any bracha at all. Okay. We have another case in the Ramah, which is also a big debate. V'im chumash echad shalim below tos. There is a fascinating opinion over here of the Ran. Question is whether the Ran actually said this, but the way the Ramah presents the Ran is that a Sefer Torah that's possible, that according to most Rishonim would be possible, but according to Rambam would be kosher. But the psul is not in that chumash. So we're in the middle of Sefer Bamidbar now. The psul was in Sefer Devarim. Yesh la'aka likros bosa chumash al pi sheish tos b'acherim. You would be allowed to use that Sefer Torah if you have any. You didn't have any Sefer Torah. Now this is a big debate. First of all, the halacha is that you need a full Sefer Torah. It was a question on the Dershu test, on the last test. You need a full Sefer Torah, all five Chumashim to read. If you have just a Sefer Torah of one Chumash, in other words, written properly, nevertheless, you can't read. But here, there's what's being suggested is, at the end of the day, if you have all the Chumashim, but there is no psul in that Chumash, maybe that would be enough. That's supposedly the opinion of the Ran. Comments. The Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed Aleph. Hainu afilu das yesh posim hanal das refil b'shas atchak. That means that even according to yesh posim, let's say it's possible b'shas atchak, kol zeh, hu im psul nimtza b'osa chumish. This that we learn that's possible is only if it's in that chumish. He says the Mishnah Berurah, some that only one chumish is possible. We learned earlier in Siv Beis. So Mishnah Berurah says that's because it's not considered kvod atzibur to read from a chumash. But here you have a whole Sefer Torah. It's just that there's one letter that's missing. No one knows that there's one letter missing. So that's not a problem with kvod atzibur. And therefore there are some who say that you could repeat. The Mishnah Berurah concludes the Sif by saying, Ayin Be'er Halacha. In the Be'er Halacha, he quotes that the Be'er Hagra says that Rashi doesn't hold this way. And the Be'er Halacha argues that the Ran himself, who seems to be quoting from the Rajba, never seemed to entirely adopt this position. And if you look in the Tshuvas HaRajba, it's not clear that the Rajba himself held this way, halacha l'maisa, says the Be'er Halacha. So it's a little bit of a weak foundation. And the Beis Meir doesn't like this Chiddush, as well as the Dershu adds that the Chazon Ish didn't like this Chiddush as well. So tzarech iyun gadol. Here is a case where it's a beferish rama, and there are cases b'shas adchak, but tzarech iyun gadol. What would be this case? You know, we're in the summertime now. There's some times people are away in the summer. There's only one sefer Torah, and now they realize that there is a psul in that sefer Torah, but it's from a different chumash. That would be a fascinating question in terms of asking gedolei aposkim today. Mechaber concludes the simon beis haknesses shein ba mishi yodeh likros el echad yivarech v'ikro tzas psukim yivarech la'achareim b'chozer levarech tchila v'kar tzas psukim yivarech la'achareim. How do you, if you want to get a lot of aliyahs, sometimes some people have the yetzahara, they need to get an aliyah, they need to get this, they need to get that. So we all have yetzaharas. Some people have strange yetzaharas. So if a person has a he has an yetzah, go to a shul according to Mechaber. We'll talk about whether it's halach l'maisa shortly, but go to a shul where no one else knows how to read, so you get all the aliyahs, you get all seven of them. Okay? So then, in such a case, that's what should be done. Because if he knows to read and no one else, so he'll make all the brachas, and he'll get all seven aliyahs. The Mishnah Berurah points out that this is the Mechaber l'shitasa, on the bottom of the page, going on to the page of Kuf Mem Dalet, going on to page 54, the Mishnah Berurah points out this is a Mechaber l'shitasa who holds that someone who doesn't know how to read from the Torah doesn't get an aliyah. However, the Rama says we have a big, big kula, even though it's hard to understand how it works, because we pointed out in the past that the Rama seems to be relying on Shomea Ka'ona, that we give an Am Aretz who doesn't know how to read, we also give him aliyah. And with Pnei Darkei Shalom, it would seem to me, this is how I grew up as a child, that with people who were part of the Shalshelis HaMasorah that go back to Ori Doros, they used to give aliyahs to people who were Am Aretz as well. So even though Lamdus, it might be a little bit difficult, but at the end of the day, we do rely on Shomea Ka'one. So this guy won't be able to argue that he gets seven aliyahs if he follows the tradition of the Rama, and therefore, it would seem, according to the Rama, this phenomenon would not happen. You would give this guy, who knows how to read, the best aliyah. So that would be an interesting question. What exactly would be the best aliyah to give to this guy? Because ideally, the guy who knows how to read along should be the one to get the aliyah. Presumably, he would get the first aliyah possible. We would honor the custom calling Levi, and then he would presumably get Yisrael. We'll stop over here.